This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'm at the video store, we're going back and forth, I'm saying, that's not what I want, and I just don't understand what's going on, and then I finally say, oh, I'm looking for comedy in the Muslim world. I'm not looking for a comedy
yes.
in the Muslim
okay.
world.
Right, have you had that? No, I've had that exact same experience
yeah.
at the same video store, I believe, so they should have been prepared.
And I was parked in the middle of the street. I was trying to get out of there, but that's why.
Well, there's no parking around there. You have to leave your car, right? And like, I try to get the one set of tires on each of the yellow lines.
Yes, you think like I'll just run in, get my movie, and run out. And you would think whichever one of us this happened to first, they would have.
Well, and it's got to have happened to a lot of people because that's a very popular rental.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, people certainly know what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, there's not a single listener who's not aware of the very popular video rental looking for comedy in the Muslim world.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up? Code Man, can we get a water bottle in here? I noticed when Sam's the engineer, there's like a bottle of water in here.
And he's refilling it. He's constantly refilling
it. He's leaning
the
over,
water.
Filling the glass.
Yes, but I noticed that there is a water bottle in here. But where is it, Cody?
He just gets confused.
Cody, where is the one water bottle that's in here?
Yes.
Answer the question
he's
I asked you.
He's also a bartender.
Cody,
on the side,
don't
so.
Answer
I think
the
he's
old
confused
question.
About his- There's jobs.
There's one.
Cody should worry about Cody and not necessarily worry about Sam.
There's one water bottle in this room, and where is it?
I'm drinking it, actually.
That's right. It's in Cody's
drinking
hand.
Drinking straight out of the bottle, yes. So it's impossible to share.
It's in Cody's hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you like the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
maybe
and it's
some other people would like the water that's in Cody's hand.
Cody doesn't have to talk and strain his voice and dry out his throat during the podcast. In fact, he should never be talking when he's in this room, so he shouldn't really need the water.
I'll tell you what, I usually don't until you guys come around and I have to.
Because we always make you talk.
You always make me talk.
But why do we do that? Because we're supposed to have water.
Because we are supposed to have water.
Do you want some of mine?
No, because
I've seen
Cody,
you.
There's a little thing going around right now. I don't know if you've heard of it, but don't share glasses. That's all I have to say.
Really?
And for people who can't see, also, Cody's got a big fat dip in, and every time he takes a sip of water, he backwashes the tobacco spit, and then he sips out of that again. And so what he just offered us
very murky.
Is it just a glass of tar, essentially. And so, no, we wouldn't like some of your water, but we would like some water.
In a clean bottle,
in
please.
In a clean bottle. Mm.
We have so something good. We want to talk about this week. Mic off. It's a new thing. It's sort of something we've been listening to. We try and stay up on stuff.
Yeah.
And
being at the forefront of entertainment means not limiting yourself to what you're already comfortable with.
That's, yes. To that end, we like to sort of test our boundaries. We take in all kinds of new content and try to anticipate what the next thing is.
And a year ago, we watched some skateboarding videos, and if you'll notice now, people are doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And this week, we listened to something that we actually thought was very interesting, and we sort of wanted to talk about that and explore that on the show.
And I hesitate to describe it as music because I don't think the verdict is in yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something like music,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's not a fad. I think it's here to stay
mm-hmm.
because of how powerful what we listened to is. Now, it's something called hip-hop or rap.
This hip hop music, it has a beat. It does have a beat to it, and it does make you tap your foot a little bit.
People say it's got no instruments. A drum is an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a drum style beat behind it.
And it's almost like you're using your voice as an instrument, not like a
well, and
you
not,
can do that.
You can do that, and it's also not necessarily singing.
Yeah.
Which is an instrument of voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it is using your voice almost like a rhythm thing.
Like a drum.
Your voice is like a drum and not making drum sounds, but making words.
You know what it reminds me of is the blues. And not necessarily in terms of the music itself, but in terms of the attitude and like some of the stuff it sounds like they're trying to get across. Mm-hmm. It sounds like some of them do sort of have the blues, but it's like with an angrier edge.
It does feel like some of what the blues was, and also some of the older spirituals.
Yes. That's right. Yes.
And I don't know what it is threading through except for the attitude to it.
Vocally, they're trying to tell us something. They're all trying to tell us the same thing. And they have some kind of message. And I'm not even sure they know what it is.
No.
But they're...
I, in fact, would guarantee that they don't.
But they're trying to get something across to us. And watching them try is so compelling to me. And I keep listening and I don't even know if I like it.
And for people who haven't heard it, look it up. It's almost a street poetry.
Yes, it is something like a street poetry. Somebody who's trying to write poetry, but they don't necessarily have the vocabulary.
The formal training isn't
there. And so they'll use all kind, you know, some of the word choice is not ideal. But
yes,
it's sometimes it sounds like this is all I know, and I'm trying to say this, but the words just aren't coming out right. But I'm so angry.
Yes, angry or proud.
Mm-hmm.
And both those things. So, I mean, this segment obviously is called Rip Dip Tip of the Week, and it's inspired. The title's inspired by some of the music that we are talking about, where they do sort of rhyme and use these crazy languages.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rip Dip Tip of the Week, and that tip is go check out hip hop or rap music, and it's on computers, and it's in the TV, and it's around.
And we'd love to have a conversation about it on the forums, actually.
And if anybody has any information as to what's going on with it or how it's, you know, doing.
We're going to get to our guest in just one second. But before we do that, we want to announce a little change to the program going forward.
Yes.
And that change is we would like to ask you guys... To help us with a little project we're doing.
Now, we've never asked you for anything, and that's intentional.
We don't want anything from you.
We don't want anything, and we kind of like to pretend that you guys aren't even out there. This is just me talking to Hayes and some of our friends normally. Because that's what's fun for us. But it became less about fun when we, for the first time, made an enemy.
We're part of this Earwolf podcast network.
It's a whole group of podcasts.
And there's another podcast on the network called The Wolf Den. And
we got into a sort of headbutting match over studio scheduling and engineers. And they actually stole engineer Brett during this recording session. So we do have to work with Cody.
And they were sort of bragging and boasting to us about being the second least popular podcast on the Earwolf Network, one spot ahead of the two of us.
Yes, the least popular podcast, I guess, numbers-wise, probably because we don't care.
Yeah, and that doesn't even count some of the internet. And it, like, the numbers are actually kind of weird because, like, maybe for Earwolf podcasts, but that doesn't actually count some of the other ways, like phones.
Yes, and they can't have any way to track that yet because the satellites aren't fully trackable. So even though we know we are not actually the least popular show in all of the Earwolf family, the numbers aren't bearing that out. So what we would like to ask is, let's get Wolf Den. We're coming for you, Wolf Den. We're going to become the second least, but we're gunning for that number, I guess, 12 spot, right above 13, because if there's 13 total, we're gunning for that one. And what we would ask is that you listen more and harder.
Mm-hmm. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends they have to.
Please don't tell them about Wolf Den. Don't tell them about this challenge, because that might make them listen to Wolf Den at the same time. And listen, Wolf Den is a show about the business of podcasting. This is not going to be easy.
Yes. So nobody knows more about the business of podcasting than this show. And so we really are kind of out of our element. What we know about is movies mm-hmm. and TV and people.
Yes. We can make a popular movie or TV. And we can even make popular people.
Yes. And to that last point, since you are people, listen up.
Listen up.
Listen up to the show.
I'm sorry. I'm just dosing. There's a coffee cup on the table, and it has headphones. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Because it has headphones around it. Yes. It has headphones around it, and it looks like the coffee is listening to headphones. And yes, looks, Cody, please take a picture of that.
And the coffee sort of has a wide open mouth like it's laughing.
Did you get that?
I got it. Cody?
You did get it?
You got the photo?
You got the headphones and the coffee cup?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to... Will you put it up?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wish like...
And that's just...
For them to see it, you know?
Yes, but it's just lucky.
Because I just like...
I want to share it.
Talking about... You have to see it and just like me talking about it. It really does look like it's listening to the headphones. But anyway,
coffee listening to headphones aside, we know that some other shows in the past have said... Take your friends' phones, subscribe to the podcast on their phone, or if anyone leaves their computer open, go in their iTunes and subscribe to the podcast for them
until they
sniff it out and get rid of it.
Buy a bunch of computers and subscribe on all those.
That's
what other people have said.
Go into everybody's, if you go to Hollywood Handbook SoundCloud and just click on every episode, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. It'll count it even if you just click it once. That's a trick that you can do. Subscribe and then just do a bunch more reviews, maybe make multiple accounts.
So now here come our guests, because today our guests are Dave Ferguson and Mike Hanford, two of the Birthday Boys. Their new show is coming out October 17th, and they're coming on our show right now on Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm there with Finch.
Yeah.
Fincher. Dave Fincher.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know how Finch is, right? Mm-hmm. He's a little bit of a hound dog.
Yeah.
And we're watching her ride the mechanical bull, and he goes, okay. It kind of look like she's having sex.
Mm. Finch?
Finch.
Or Fixed? Fichtner.
Fichtner?
Fichtner or Fincher?
Finch. Finchner.
Finchner?
Finchner.
What's his first name?
I say it. It's David Finchner.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We have two very exciting guests today. Sometimes we have guests on the show who have a TV show of their own. And this is two guys who are on a TV show. And they're part of a group called the Birthday Boys, and that's the name of the show as well. And it's Mike Hanford and Dave Ferguson are here today.
Hey, hello, guys.
Hello.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. It's our pleasure.
I remember when you guys first sort of showed up in town, we were hearing about these kids, and they came and they wanted to do sketch comedy. Do you remember that?
He's asking me. Yes, I remember when that happened, and I remember being pretty pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you recall this, I said, well, they better be getting some big laughs.
Yes, and I remember hearing that you guys had gotten together with Bob Odenkirk.
That's right.
And that he promised you that he was in charge of Mad TV and that he was putting you on Mad TV and he was tricking you into thinking that you were on that show for
a
while.
Are you thinking of Al?
Oh.
Alfred?
Alfred
E. Newman? Bob had no affiliation with Mad TV. The only person I can think of that did at that time would have been Alfred E. Newman.
Were you working with Alfred at all?
No, we had no interaction. That's why I'm trying to clear up. Did you think Bob Odenkirk was Alfred E. Newman?
Well, he has that funny smile.
That's fair. That's
and
a fair
confusion.
And I do
want to clear up. We love all of Alfred E. Newman's books. It was, you know, his little floppy
magazines.
Books. Magazines, right. We love them. We have subscriptions. We flip pages and laugh throughout.
Of course. We just haven't had the pleasure.
What's some of the biggest laughs you've gotten out of an Alfred E. Newman book?
Well, I'm a spy by spy by spy. I'm nervous now. Yes, I'm a spy by spy.
Spy by what would that be? Imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. I love the spy by spy series.
Yeah, they're just working together.
And I really like when the gray spy comes in
because
you don't know. Oh, here's an X factor.
Well, it introduces a thing. It's like though it's a metaphor for the world. Not everything is black and white or black or white, as Michael Jackson would say. It's,
right.
Sometimes it's gray
spy.
Black and white and gray in these particular spy by spies.
Right. Well, for me, I don't know that I've ever topped my laugh factor beyond the front cover.
They're so
when you
fun.
See that split tooth, that gap there.
That's right.
Oh.
And how you can fold them in and connect them so it makes like a regular
yeah, the front cover.
Mouth.
The front does that.
Yeah, yeah. You cover up that fold because that's
yes,
gross.
The mad fold.
You don't want to see
fold
that
his
funny
teeth
tooth.
Together.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
and
of people
say,
think
that's correct.
And then instead of mad, it says MD.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like oh, is this a, yes, is this a medical journal?
Yeah. That was the that was how they came up with Doogie Howser. I don't know if you knew that. That was, it was just an idea that was born, because a lot of people don't realize you can fold any page.
Mm.
Of a Mad Magazine publication.
You can fold any page of a book. A lot of people don't realize that either.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mike has copies stacked under his bed that just look like origami. You know, because they've just
fold
on.
Oh, so you
fold
them
fold
not and, even just in the middle. You fold them in any direction and it'll make something funny.
Make a goose.
Funny.
Make a, absolutely.
Mm. Mm.
Make a goose.
Mm. And so in those early days with Bob, I know that you guys were doing sketch comedy with him and he was also having you pick pockets sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
This was pre-Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. So this was, you know, before the influx of cashola, of green, before he went boffo.
Yes.
Because, you know, now he's boffo at the BO,
you
know.
He's extremely boffo.
At the time, you know, he was culty. He was indie. He was hot. He was something. He was something for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's nice about Bob is his initials are B-O.
Mm.
So boffo, B-O, boffo at the BO is... I think that works so nice.
And that's one of those perfect examples of a thing that when you're little is a nightmare. B.O., body odor, immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you grow up, you go through puberty.
And you can use that pain.
Right. And then it becomes something different. And all of a sudden your quirks, your eccentricities, they pop on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And bingo.
I know that Hayes got some teasing in the locker room as a young man, and I think it made him funnier.
Hayes, like...
Purple haze.
Well, like a foggy
day.
Well, that's the worst. I can't think of anything worse to be compared to than a
foggy. I hope people say.
Are you okay, man?
I'm fine now.
Sure.
I'm fine now, but
there's no
residual. At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you two together even probably got the old Will and Grace treatment. I don't know if you knew each other.
Hey, that's right. Hayes Shawnman. No, Sean Hayes was on Will. I don't know who Hayes Shawnman was.
I don't know who that is.
His pilot. Seasons did not go well last year.
Well, that was a big part of the pitch for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They thought they were maybe getting someone else.
Well, it is.
We never
lie. A podcast
lied.
With Sean Hayes.
We never lied.
Right.
And that's important to remember. But maybe
that's
some of the stuff
say.
We wrote could be interpreted more than one way.
Hey, we just talked about gray areas. I think it's a perfect example.
Gray spy.
Yes, we are the gray, spy in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Did you guys get made fun of for stuff? Oh, I don't know that I didn't.
I was on a hockey team where an older gentleman, but what he did was not gentlemanly. He took me aside one day. We were at a mall. We were at a tournament. And between games, we went to a mall to eat. And the parents were eating. The boys went off into the mall. I was pulled aside by this fellow, taller than me, and said, "You know you're a shithead, right?"
Well, I and that I like and a jest.
What did I do other than nod?
Well, you showed him, I guess. Then
no, I showed myself that if someone's taller than
the
me,
door,
I'm gonna let them walk on me for a
bit. At least you were able to have your shame in the privacy of an exchange with one other person. Imagine my horror! I want to take you back to the 90s.
Okay.
Okay, I'm picturing
windy outside.
Bright colors. Mm-hmm.
We're listening to the voice of the one and only Don Pardo, God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. We know what night it is, don't we, everyone?
That's right.
Saturday night reruns. Saturday night.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I'm watching
not on E. Sometimes they show that show.
That's
on
true.
E.
That's a good point. This was not a re.
Was E around in the 90s? Were you watching E in the
90s? E was very around, but they were doing like the hot bodies of the beach kind of stuff. And you know, they hadn't got even into the Hollywood story yet. Anyway, I'm watching NBC. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, we painting that picture.
Yes, the bird.
Dun, dun, dun. And I'm live from New York. It's Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Don Pardo.
Holy shit. Okay.
Thank you. Impression sometimes. My favorite spoof comes on. Celeb Jeopardy.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So for people at home, this is based on an actual game show that you can watch.
Right.
And the game show does have celebrities, so they really open the door.
Right, because you might have a real one mixed in.
Yes.
I never put that together. Yeah, it's based off of the real Jeopardy.
No, they really do.
Because they do both have questions.
So
they both have.
They both have questions.
They both have questions.
And Michael, go one step further. You probably know Trebek.
Yeah, right.
Right. Well, instead of having Alex Trebek on, which they could do, they are Saturday Night Live.
Of course, they could get a guy. Yeah,
one phone call,
they get Anchorman himself.
Yeah.
Okay, Scott Anchorman.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, William Farrell.
Yes.
But Scott Anchorman, very funny guy, coming up, Improv Olympic guy.
Right? Oh yes,
that guy's great. To be Alex Trebek. Anyway, I'm loving it. I am just eating it up. I'm laughing my little head off.
Yeah, I don't see how this is going to get you hazed at all. This is a good
story. Two words. Turd Ferguson. The shot heard round the Ferguson household.
Yeah.
My dad's crying. My mom's crying. My brothers are crying.
Mike,
it was devastating. Yeah. I knew that when I showed up to school the next day, Mrs. Bergman's class, everybody, from the biggest dweeb in the class to the coolest jocko, would be calling me Turd Ferguson. And you know what? One guy did.
Just the one.
And the next day, I don't remember ever hearing the name again.
But to take something like that that you loved and it was giving you so much joy and to turn it into something painful. And did it make you funny, Dave? Is that why you're so funny today?
You know, ironic. Thank you. First of all, that's very flattering. Ironically, yes, it motivated me to enter a career in sketch comedy so that one day I could be on that very program and make my own Turd Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. And sort of weaponize your pain and try to make other people
hurt other people.
Yeah.
Because that is the type of soul healing, you know, reciprocation that we all seek. And
revenge.
I'm excited to announce that starting next season, I will still not be on Saturday Night Live.
Wow.
But is this just as good, pretty much?
Oh, you mean being on this podcast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say this is as good as being on one of the most important comedy shows of our time.
Mm-hmm. And is there a last name, maybe, that you want to add a swear word in front of so that anybody with that last name is going to have to really take a real beating at school?
Okay. How about this? I hope you don't mind.
This
isn't directed at you. This is directed at your nephew.
Okay.
How old is your nephew?
He's 5.
How about this?
He's doing great. He's a swimmer.
Hey, kids, try out this character around him. Butt Hanford.
Okay. Now you just made another funny guy. If he's only 5, then, you know, 20-something years from now.
You're welcome.
That guy's going to be being funny.
Sean, you mentioned swearing just moments ago. Are we swearing on this show? Can we, if it comes up, do we avoid swearing?
Should we? It's a last resort. If there's really no other way to say something,
sure.
Or if you're referring to a specific important quote or something like that, then you can use it.
Yes. You guys treat swearing the way MacGyver or MacGruber would use a piece of floss. It's just if you have to.
Right. And a pinch. Out of a
situation. Okay. Yes, we know what it is and we know how it works, but for us, we try not to talk about going to the bathroom.
All right. Good to
Or you know, doing with
intercourse.
A yes. Well, yes.
I'm sorry. I am pooping all over the place.
No, that is actually a very nice way to say a very ugly act.
Hideous act.
You know, there's a lot of politics in Hollywood, isn't there?
That's right. Obama was in town just the other day. Backed up. Traffic's backed up a mile and a half. 2, 3, 4, 5 miles, and I'm leaning out my window of my car screaming. I find out it's Barack Obama. Yeah, politics in Hollywood can be a bit not fun.
Yeah, and the traffic is really crazy when the politics are in Hollywood.
That's how LA got its rep.
Yep.
And I guess something that I want to talk about, and I don't know how comfortable you guys are with this. Mm-hmm. Being part of the independent film channel, you did have to become registered independents, and a lot of you guys were only some of you. You lost some members, right? Because you did have some people who weren't willing to do that. Maybe
split the group in half. We were 14 deep.
Yes, which is an appropriate size for a sketch comedy group.
A bit on the small side.
Yes. In terms of being able to do what you want to do. Sure. It was originally 14 white guys.
And Condoleezza Rice. Uh-huh. It was 14 guys, white guys, and Condoleezza Rice. And, you know, she's a staunch conservative.
Yeah,
sure.
So we lost her. You know, she was kind of our Maya Rudolph, jack of all trades, can sing.
Just in the sense that she was a jack of all trades?
Yes.
Okay.
In no other way.
Okay.
But God, yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, because I wasn't seeing the comparison between her and Maya Rudolph because I couldn't really anything in common.
But now that you say that, yes, they are sort of both jacks of all trades.
They're both jacks of all trades, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one thing in common.
Mm-hmm. Condoleezza recently, I know, I miss her. She was a dear friend, and I hate, like I said, it was one of the hardest days of our lives when we said, get out of here, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
But she's doing something with a sports thing now. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, she's doing something with sports. What is it? She's doing something with sports.
She's going to be a personality.
She's doing something with sports.
I think that's what she's doing with the sports. But yeah, you know, so we declared our independence in a way. And it's been fun. It's hard to vote. Because, you know.
I've never been much of a voter. I'm terrified of going in the little room with the curtain.
Yeah, what if it doesn't open up again?
Sure, open up. Or what if the lever snaps and you get a piece of skin in your hand caught?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not,
you know,
I'm not ready to. Yeah, that's one of those shivers up
your
spine.
You know, Mike, I used to have that same concern. Mm-hmm. And you know how sometimes people will picture an audience in their underwear to like relax them? You haven't heard that one? Okay, well, there's a thing you can do
where
you imagine like an easier scenario. I'm glad it came to mind for
you.
Anyway, what I like to do is, in addition to picturing the lever snapping off and, you know, hurting me, I also picture the lever pulling like a jackpot on a, you know, on a casino pole.
Right.
And I think, 50-50 chance, could die, could get $1 million.
Get a big jackpot, yeah.
And then you end up somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys mess around with casino poles? I know that it can be pretty dangerous, addictive behavior.
They're called one-armed bandits sometimes.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And if you could speak on that a little bit.
It's relevant to the Hollywood. I mean, how many friends, dear friends, have we lost just this year?
Just to casino
poles. Pole addictions. I mean, you could fill an Emmy tribute video with just that, you know?
One more pull, they say.
Right.
Then it's another one and another one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but joke's on you if you want to, you know, say to these people, you can't fall in that behavior because they pull one, hit the jackpot, you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You look like
that. Okay, yes. And that is the rare instance that does keep some of them going. And some of our biggest, brightest stars are made entirely just by one casino pull.
The DP for All in the Family. passed that way.
Yes, he died that way. And the sad thing is, and I don't want to take it to a dark area or a filthy area, but when they do run out of money to do the pulls on the pole, but they won't let go and they do start having sex with themselves with the pole.
Right.
Yeah, that can get ugly, especially in the—
And I know we said we didn't want to talk about that kind of behavior.
But when it's something, when it's an important thing that someone could maybe learn from, then I think it is okay.
It's okay if you're bringing it up in the most disparaging way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To say that that is an ugly act.
Right.
And to be doing it with a casino pole in front of people and using it to have sex with yourself.
That's unnatural.
And the viewer or the listener at home can't see this, but Sean is furrowing his brow with every word, which I think puts the right attitude on what he's talking about. Like if you were smiling your way through it, getting all excited, that'd be disgusting.
Oh, gosh. Just you describing me doing that is making me feel ashamed.
Great.
And isn't that a good tip that every time you get an urge to do a casino poll, you go just go vote?
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, and it's the same feeling, and you can trick yourself into
the
same
polls open 24 hours a day around here.
Year round.
Stack up your votes.
Vote for something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same high. It really is a very similar experience.
Is there an M&M vote coming up? New colors, or are they settling on?
I know some of the chip flavors are getting voted on.
Yes.
And let me tell you something about those cappuccino flavored potato chips.
Okay, here we go.
I don't think so. No, sir.
Wow.
You better not come with that weak, weird stuff. Not to my door. Oh, boy. Whoever came up with that American who wanted to participate in a contest. If I ever find you on a street, boyo, you better run the other way.
I want to add one thing about the sriracha chip. You know, about the new sriracha chip?
Okay, yeah.
That's not real sriracha.
Hey.
If you've ever had real sriracha and you try that chip and you know that that's not the real sriracha. And
just know the little twerp that came up with the cappuccino chip is out there so smug. Ooh, let me sip my potato chip. I don't think so, you little brat.
First of all, I just want to say thanks for doing the line. When Mike and I got booked on this show, what was the first thing he said? We hope he does the line.
I don't know if your audience can see, but I'm wearing my I don't think so t-shirt I made it. What camera would
what
I
camera
be pointing
do we show this to?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's fun. I made it myself with a white shirt and a black marker.
Right. Well,
it's a fun shirt, but it was tough to get done. I couldn't find a black
marker. Well, the hard part was you were wearing the shirt as you did the freehand.
Right. It's upside down.
It's pretty hard.
If you
had taken it off, I think it'd been a pretty accurate tracing of my tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would have been the easiest way to do it.
I should have put the shirt
on.
Or
if you had just put down the ginger ale that was in your hand as well.
And his right hand, mind you.
Not an option for me. I love this stuff. I'm addicted to it.
That's fine, but I feel like you kept sort of, it was washing off some of the marker because you would spill it because you were writing in the same hand that you were.
And now you like it spicy, do you not?
My ginger ale?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't had sriracha. That sounds fun, but Tabasco.
Oh, yeah.
Tabasco sauce, I guess they're calling
Mike,
it.
Mike, try. You take one taste of sriracha and you will never go back. I promise you, I put it on everything.
Really?
Can I share a story from Set? I promised I wouldn't do this.
Seth who?
Set.
Set. We're working on our deep chunks.
Set who?
Set match.
We're from tennis.
Oh, God. What was I saying? Oh, my set story.
Yes.
I promise I wouldn't do this. This feels like the only place where I can let loose with a set story or two. Can I tell him? You know what I'm going to tell him.
I don't think Yeah.
This guy. He mentioned the ginger ale. He shows up. We had probably
an 8 a.m. call. I showed up. I remember this story.
I had this 8 a.m. call. This guy rolls out of bed.
Uh-huh.
Somehow finds his way to set. You know, he probably gets an Uber.
Yeah.
Because he's not driving himself.
It's one of these, don't talk to me till I've had my job.
That's the line. That is the line. So that's good.
Right.
He gets to the makeup chair. He sits down. She says, can I apply your concealer? And he says,
what do I say?
Not till I get my ginger ale toots.
I was calling everyone toots.
Oh, You know,
Michael.
You
know, and I, Michael.
And I'm ribbing her, and I'm ribbing her, and I'm sorry because she's a sweet girl, Kate. She's the sweetest.
Yeah.
But until he had had that ginger ale and Tabasco, I mean, it was hell on earth.
Out of my way. And it's fun. Dave and I were laughing it up, and I remember Kate, the makeup artist, was saying to me and Dave, "You stop laughing like that. I have work to do. Yeah. I need you guys to leave
my work area." We are ribbing her. I hope she's not listening. Kate, if you're listening, we love you. We're sorry about everything. We hope you'll come back next season. We know we really undersold you on the union thing, and you deserve every penny, and we feel terrible, and we know you're living in a halfway house, and that you had fell on some hard times with your husband, and gosh darn it, if we don't feel bad about all that stemming from just a little joke on set, that now here I am telling it like it's just a fun little set story, and gosh, I just hope it all works out, and you turn things back around, and you're back on our show, and you know, we'd love to have you.
Yeah,
so
next,
that's my set
next
story.
Next year, Mike, the ginger ale's on me.
That's a nice way to end that,
right?
Because it is, you know, it is upsetting when somebody, and these crews are part of your family almost.
Right. And when you undersell them on the union,
when you undersell them on the union stuff, and when they do wind up, you know, in a halfway house, which I'm always halfway to what?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Halfway to not a house.
Right.
Well, is what it really seems.
Next
like.
Next thing you know, you've got a jackpot addiction. You know, you pull bars.
And then next thing you know after that, it's paying off. And you're living not in a halfway house. You're living in a full house.
Yes.
And that's a good promotion.
Yes. And that is the positive side to casino pulls. Because you could get a house.
Now, what are you guys do sketches about?
Ooh.
Oh, ooh. Let's get the 10,000-pound rhinoceros out of the room.
What do we do sketches about? Funny people who are having fun.
Yeah.
Mm.
And good times that are feeling great and that are already funny. We'll take a thing that's already funny.
If I can back up a second for the audience.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we like to say TV is like small movies.
Yeah.
And sketches can kind of feel like a little small movie too.
Mm. Yes. And you could also say it's small TV, but it's not the same as commercial.
No, but you can do a sketch that is a commercial.
Yeah.
So to describe what the show is to people who maybe don't know what they're going to check out, it's like little tiny TV inside small movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With sometimes real commercials and sometimes commercials that is tiny TV.
Yes, and that's a good clue, because when you're watching the sketch, it's a small TV, and then sometimes they'll show a picture of you guys, and that's the clue, and it says, now it's commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we call those clue images.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll use maybe seven of those in an episode, just as you said, mm-hmm. remind people that there's a clue here of what you're watching. That's that's pretty much it. And I mean, the rest pretty much explains itself.
And yes, and you mentioned something, stuff being funny.
Oh, well.
Well, I was just going to give a little trade secret out. You don't, if you want to do sketch comedy,
Tune in, Butt Hanford.
All right, I'm going to let that go three more times.
You're
going to
need this. You're going to need this knowledge when you get big.
You don't have to be funny if you're doing sketches. If you do sketches about funny people, there you go. You're going to have a funny
Our biggest hit of season one was our, you remember, it was our Johnny Carson sketch.
Yeah.
And what we did was that stuff's all in the public domain. All the Johnny Carson shows, they're all in the public domain.
All the Leno and Fallon stuff, too. You can rip those
once
and show
it's
them
1 year old. I don't know if people, this is, I should back up. Just like, sorry.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't realize this, but public domain means that it's free. Anybody can use it. You can do whatever you want with it. You can paint a move picture of it, whatever. But basically, things go into public domain after a certain time. And right now in the United States of America, after 1 year from its first inception, not its first airing, from the moment that the writer or director came up with the idea, 1 year from that, anybody can steal that idea, steal the exact images. So we
and make money off of them.
Yeah, make profit. Yeah,
except for schools and education outlets. No deal. Mm-hmm. You cannot touch it. So anyway, we took all the Johnny Carson footage, all his highlights from, you know, 40-odd years
and
of low work.
And lowlights.
Yeah. We compressed them down into a 25-minute highlight clip reel, and we broadcast that on IFC in our slot, and boffo ratings.
Thank you for bringing up the lowlights, because a lot of stuff that Johnny Carson did is not funny at all. And I feel like people don't talk about that enough. Yeah. Like, a lot of it's just...
Do you mean things he did on the air or not on the air?
I don't even care which one, because a lot of times
it's honestly hard to tell.
Yes. And thank you also for explaining what public domain is, because one of my favorite sketches you guys do is the public low main sketch, where you all can share. Yeah. You can share the low main. Everyone's allowed to eat it.
We got that idea at a restaurant we were eating at.
It was an Italian restaurant.
Yeah, and I said, hey, spaghetti noodles remind me of lo mein.
Lo mein. Mm-hmm. Bing, bing.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding,
and
ding,
then
ding.
Then we kind of lost track of the idea.
Oh, Sean has your question.
How?
How,
shape, color, consistency.
Oh, he's saying hi. Sorry.
That's a Native American.
He's
I'm sorry.
Okay, my bad. Continue with your story, Mike.
I just realized I never formally greeted you, but how to you, Mike Hanford, and how, Turd
and
Ferguson.
And Koyana Scottsy to you.
Yes, and to you and yours. The rest of that story is a long one. It is a boring one. It's tedious.
So here we go.
Well, no. Do not put
now
me
you
on
have
the spot.
To. You have to.
Okay.
Do it.
We went back to the office after this Italian meal, large Italian meal, and we all got a little sleepy. Mm-hmm. A la carte, right. You pick it.
I said olive garden, but it was a la carte as well.
Yeah.
When you're here, you're hungry. You know what I mean?
When you're here, yeah. When you're not leaving hungry.
While you're here, you're hungry. When you leave, you're full.
I don't have my headphones on, and I'm not looking at anyone in this room, so I'm not reading their lips. That's why I can't hear anything.
Anyway, your story.
The story. But yeah, so as it goes, get back to the office. I sit down after a nap to write up this lo mein idea. I can't find my computer. Then I do find it, and I open it up. Then final draft.
He warned you. I hear you giggling. He warned you.
It's not working. I have to go to Dave. I can't find Dave. He has left for the day. I call Dave. 40 minutes later, after a conversation about baseball, I get to the point of my phone call, which is my typing device. My computer is not working.
Right. So we go to the Mac store together. God, so was it your car or my car?
It was mine.
that's the funniest detail yet. We get in your car, we go to the Mac store.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the Genius Bar. They say, this isn't a Mac machine.
Right. And they say, furthermore, you need an appointment.
Some genius.
Right. And I say, furthermore to that, I'm not making an appointment.
Right.
So we shouldn't have to.
Yeah, and so we explained to him the lo mein idea. He had a little chuckle.
Yeah, he did not like it.
We'll leave the details.
He didn't like us, well, I think, was the problem.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. So we leave there. We go to the Dell store. And at the Dell store, that guy loves the lo mein idea, but he says he can't help with your computer.
He sends us over to the Geek Squad.
Right. You know, this is the Best Buy.
And where's the Geek Squad? That's at Best Buy, 2 miles down the road. Who's in town?
Yeah.
This is the Barack Obama day, I was telling
you. Right. Oh, no.
Traffic backed up for a while.
We're not getting there for a while.
Right. And that's pretty much the story. But, Mike, thanks for not withholding that one.
You're welcome.
I think the problem with the story that you told is that you include a lot of details that you don't need, and then you leave out some of the funny stuff. Like, the fact that you took Mike's car is so funny because his car is so funny.
Right. Right.
And it does – it looks like a big shoe that you're driving.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so – and it's very hard to see out of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And meanwhile – Dave has a very nice car that you could have taken.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it looks like
which would be safer.
Good mileage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
But instead you drove the shoe, and I feel like that part would be good.
Well,
also,
wow,
Hanford,
I disagree, but anyway.
Hanford, you have a famous riff about the Genius Bar.
Right, well.
Mention the Genius Bar, for you to mention the Genius
and
Bar.
And not go into, you know... Is this the most pretentious name for a bar?
Mm-hmm. I disagree, personally.
And I'm not leaving a tip. I know, that is a good bit. I know. I do retire stand-up joke. That's a stand-up joke of mine. I do retire them after
when they go in the public domain.
Right. Once I put them in the public domain, they're not mine. You guys can have them.
I don't know if we needed necessarily to know the stuff about, like, I was looking for Dave and Dave wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Or, that is the setup, I think.
Yes. Okay.
I think. You know, when you watch Forrest Gump, you don't just see him running across the nation back and forth two or three
times.
Yes,
I do.
You get there. But you do that.
Wait, Mike.
You,
he does do
you
that.
You do
in the
see
movie.
That.
You don't see it immediately.
No, but he does do it.
Are you saying?
And I'll say exactly this about Forrest Gump too: he doesn't retire his box of chocolate stuff.
No,
that's the good
stuff.
Well,
that's. I guess that's true.
Yes, he does the box of chocolates in the movie.
In the movie,
I'm
even
a little
when
confused.
You're watching.
Are you saying that all the stuff in Vietnam is nothing but setup for the shot where he's running across the country?
Forrest Gump, to me, has always been a story, at sometimes complicated, but a story about a man who wanted to run across the nation two or three times.
And that was his
and
sole
that
goal.
Is, that's what the trailer should have been. That is what the posters ought to have been, him in his shoes, running shoes. I don't know why they wasted so much time with him growing
and
up.
And money.
And money.
Oh, welcome to Hollywood.
These, movies cost
Hurry
money.
Up and wait.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean, for putting Sorry. The perfect point, sharp point on that whole run. Hurry up and wait. That sums it all up.
Oh my God. It's a popcorn gallery song. And well, I'll tell you what the song means. It's time for a segment where Sean and Hayes we're going to ask our guests
from Will and Grace,
the birthday boys, the questions about movies. And well, this says movies, but it actually is TV. And so I'll turn that off. It's supposed to be TV.
Should have been TV for this one.
Let's reach.
And it probably shouldn't have been popcorn.
No.
You don't really do popcorn during TV.
TV dinner.
TV dinner.
No, just TV. And yeah, just TV dinner.
Yeah. Well, I sometimes eat chips.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what I don't eat. I don't eat those cappuccino flavored potato chips because I'm not some hoity toity beatnik.
To the line, to the line. Oh God,
and if you think I'm going to be pouring those in a bowl and having them with some biscotti on the side, I've got something to tell you. I seriously doubt it.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The line changed.
That was a different line.
People don't care. They don't know the difference.
All they want is for people to talk.
That's why we tune in.
Let's reach into the chip bag.
Yes.
And we'll pull out a question for Mike and Dave.
Ooh, grande frappe latte mocha. Just give me a cup of coffee.
Nice.
This question is from MWN. And the question is, birthday boys, is Wesley Snipes underrated? And that question, that is not a name I'm familiar with. And I wonder if he means Snidely Whiplash.
God, you would think so. You're referring to the second AD? Was it second AD? Was it the American Dad?
Yes.
Snidely Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it could be. I guess it's your game. Which one would you like us to reply? Are we assuming it's Wesley Snipes or Snidely?
Do you know what Wesley Snipes is?
Do I know what he is?
Mm-hmm.
Human.
That's
I assume he's human.
We could spin it.
Is that something
there.
You guys do? Is that a character? Is he referencing something from your show?
Is it from your show? We've been meaning to check it out, and
Wesley
we've heard really
Snipes.
Good things.
Well, he did. He was in an early draft of that Lo Maine piece we were
That's
talking
true.
About.
He played a sniper. It was a sniper character.
That's what he does.
Wesley Snipes. You know, but that's something a lot of times if we're naming a character. Because the beauty of comedy is you get to create these character names.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wally Peanuts, you know, a guy who likes peanuts. Wally Peanuts.
If what you just, might he sound like?
Well, it's me, Wally Peanuts.
Wally,
where have all the nuts gone? I see shells everywhere, my boy.
Well, they're right here. They're right here in my back pocket.
Oh, well, it certainly won't do. And
I was hoping Oliver Questioningtin would show up.
Yes.
You nailed
he's
it.
He's never far.
You nailed
he's
it.
Never far.
You know, it's funny. You create these characters. Excuse me. And you never think they're going to seep into the ear of a listener or the eye of a viewer the way that they've seeped into your soul the moment that they were birthed within you from your loins. And then you come on a podcast like this, and Sean, for you to recognize something from season 1, episode 2, minute 20, second 35, end frame 15, is just, God,
it's god awful. Because
God, it makes me sick.
You don't there's no reverence when you're talking
right.
about
no, I
it.
Thought it was,
you said it just
oh, wow,
like a
thought,
nothing thing.
I thought it was a positive experience from the whole way that you
it
described
it. Like
you
were
I
thought it was
going to
be
so.
A positive
See,
experience.
How does that feel if I just, I don't think so?
Well, if you, I mean, you're talking about me. You're not talking about those chips, right?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about
oh, well,
you.
Then I don't like it. Well, then I don't like it.
Let's reach into the chip bag.
Okay. I think we thoroughly answered that was the same question.
Good morning. I'm fancy or something. I mean, seriously, with these chips.
Is that, and Mark is?
I think, yes. My friend Mark from high school records these sound drops for us. I think he's upset about the chips. And I think everyone should be pretty PO'd when they
sure.
see that somebody entered in this contest with the flavor of potato chips that me and Mark don't think is
Have
a good idea.
Have you talked to him about it?
I haven't spoken to him directly, but he sent me a couple of very long emails.
One of his rants.
How long
yes.
are we talking?
Well, emails don't really give you a page count, but I'll say this. My hand cramped up from scrolling down.
Whoa. Here's a question.
And I've got strong hands.
From Valerie Bryant. Dear birthday boys. In Rolling Stone magazine, you reveal that you view comedy as a side project, and your real passion is your Babysitter's Club. Talk about this.
Hey, Valerie, thanks for the question.
Yeah, I'm hung up on something. Is Valerie a... can it only be a girl's name?
See, that's interesting, because I've sort of been wondering the same thing, and I wonder if you and I have had the same experience.
I assume we have.
What happened to you?
I think I've heard that name as a male's name once.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think we must have just met the same guy.
Right. That's a very specific shared experience.
Right. You, when you think you may have heard that name as a male's name.
Yeah.
You may
yeah.
have heard something.
You think.
Both of you. How crazy is it that there is a chance that in this room, we have 5 people in this room, that 2 people.
Well, Sean hasn't actually weighed in on this.
That's
yet.
True. Have you? Do you think you may have heard that?
Oh, I know that I haven't.
He knows that
oh.
he hasn't. So,
I know that I certainly haven't. What have you?
No. I'm positive.
1,000%.
So, 2 confident answers.
So, yes. No. I would remember something like that, as it would shake me to my bones.
Right.
Well, I mean, there's...
I would be questioning everything.
I don't know if anybody out there listening, when we walked in, the song, the beloved Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue, came on.
Mm-hmm.
You vomited.
Yes, I did have... and that was partially the song, and that was also partially... I am a bulimic.
Oh, my God.
And I don't... like to talk about it, but I do definitely.
But you will.
Bring
so
it
you,
out.
You'll try
Let
and
it
cover
out.
It up sometimes where you will throw up because you're a bulimic, but then you'll say like, ew, gross, like as if you saw something.
Yes, I'll make it. I'll put it on the other person
you.
That they said something that I go, oh, this is so distasteful to me that I have to
right,
throw
if
up.
If they were but, talking about intercourse or, yeah. Oh, my God.
The question with this girl, I think,
the
is
club, yeah.
is it Valerie or Bryant? Because that would
Bryant
change
Valerie.
That would change everything.
That would change everything. Do you guys are you guys able to email correspond with the questioners? Is this kind of one of those like a Snapchat where they just
Well, and then there's the issue of them having our email address. Because you can't just do it once.
Right.
That's the thing. Once you do it, they have your email address forever.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
And then they can sign you up for all kinds of things.
I'm not a bulimic.
That was a bit?
No, it wasn't a bit. I just wanted some attention.
Well, you got it.
Yeah, you sure
did. You got
did.
It in spades, my friend.
And the truth to why I was throwing up is because I have Ebola.
Oh, God.
Hey, that's if awful. I could just lighten the mood, a bowl of what? But no, that's terrible.
Mike, thanks for lightening the
yeah,
mood.
Yeah,
that is better. Yeah, I was scared for a second that I had a bowl of.
And I haven't been able to laugh about it, but now I'm thinking like of a bowl of something.
Right.
How long have you had it?
Six and a half years now or something.
Oh, okay.
Barack Ebola.
Thanks for adding that small joke at the end of
No, I think it's I think he's saying that he has been afflicted with 6.5 years mm-hmm. is how long Obama's been in office, so you're saying
I see.
You're saying
see.
That
it's a political snide comment.
You're nodding.
You know,
is that not coming through on mic?
Sean, that's awful because now you can never be in our program. Now that I know your political beliefs, unless that's not as loaded as it sounds, it sounds like you're maybe Tea Party. Am I going too far?
I want to be in the program, but I don't want to back off my political beliefs.
See?
I'm really in
it's okay. It's not too
here.
Late. If you right now profess your staunch political independence, you could be in the program. Time, just let him think really, for a second.
I'm Green Party, and I want to be... I'm trying to vote for that Mary Carey porno woman that one year. let me think. What do I
yeah, see? You've been trying to vote for her
he's
for a
pacing,
long time.
He's all over the room here.
Yeah. See these guys.
He's wringing his hand.
There he goes under the table.
I'm in a little bit of trouble here. Okay, they can't see me down here, so I can really figure this thing out. No comment.
Let's right. reach into the chip
Touché.
Bag.
I hope that answers your question, Val.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Val.
Ooh, I guess I'll eat these with a soda. Wait, I can't. It makes no sense because it already tastes like a drink with caffeine.
Here's a question from Andrew. Dear birthday
that
boys.
That name I do recognize the sex of. Andrew, my man. Here we go.
That's right, brother.
Andrew says, dear birthday boys, who contributes the least to the group?
Ooh.
That would be me, sir.
Sorry. Here comes the character.
I'm sorry.
Here comes our favorite character, Gregory, least contributor.
Yeah. I don't exactly know where that script went. I had it here a minute ago.
Oh, Gregory.
Yeah, I may have just left it on the boat.
Oh, Gregory, not the boat again.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Gregory, just go back to your boat, find the script, and come back, and we'll make the sketch for these nice people.
The thing about the boat is I sort of put a hole in it.
Oh, geez, Gregory, how the heck did you put a hole in the boat?
So that's just a taste of this Gregory character, but it's based off of me. I do no work in the group. I come in late.
Truth in comedy.
That Lo Mein sketch was... That took a long time, and that's the only thing I contributed.
Yeah,
and
you started that. I think you had that idea in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We scripted it mm-hmm. this year. We wrote it. You dictated, and mm-hmm. we jotted it down on a legal pad and then handed it off to our 80-year-old assistant, Rose, and she typed it up.
And then I got nasty with it. Remember that?
Ugh.
I said, this is my life. This is my idea. This is my property.
If you think this is your life? I don't think so.
You're going to screw everything up. This is my ticket, man. This little main sketch is my ticket.
Mm-hmm. And she was right.
Yep.
I mean, look at you now.
This all could have been part of the first story you told, which was so long and seemed to be about the inception of this
There's
sketch.
There's a lot
but
of drama
lot of,
in this story.
Yes, right. This seems more...
It's in a way funnier.
Like a story.
Right.
If I got cornered, I think we're at our funniest when the cameras are off. You know, when we're just a couple gals chatting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe you just got a little taste of that. A
couple of gals named Val.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, I noticed you were resting your cheek on your hand while you were supposed to be recording the show. If you could just sit up, and it's over now.
Should we repeat everything we said for the last 20 seconds?
No, the show's over.
Over because just, of this.
It gives the impression that you're not having a good time. Okay?
Just have some back pain, you know?
No, you don't have back pain.
From what?
No, I saw you skateboarding. I saw you skateboarding. You don't have back pain.
We all know that that's like skateboarders don't have back pain.
But that helps my back.
It's like exercise.
Cody, the idea that skateboarding helps you eat crack is absurd. Just sitting up and being engaged, okay? Participating in the acting like you're listening and you're having a good time.
Answering questions, speaking up involuntarily, that's all good.
Yes, participating in the show.
Yes.
All right. Just sitting there, bump on a log style.
There's a real thing with Cody that he thinks lying is funny. Yeah. And I think he's making a joke when he does these lies. Skateboarding helps my back? You're lying to me. You honestly could get arrested for that. Citizen's arrest right now.
You Bam. Take care of your back or you're under arrest.
Yeah.
Because it's going to become a burden on the public, you know, health people if you actually do have a hurt back in your skateboarding. But I don't think you do.
Hmm. Yeah.
You're going to end up in the ultimate lie zone, jail.
Yeah. And there you really have to lie.
Sounds like fun.
Oh. You guys, no, it doesn't.
Sounds like that.
Cody, you
attitude.
Don't think that jail sounds like fun. It's punishment.
Cody, no, it doesn't sound like fun.
Sean, don't drop him. Don't drop him off that
cliff. The hell?
If you drop him off that ledge,
you take back what you said.
You can't undo this, Sean.
What are you doing?
You want to be? You want to be spaghetti on the pavement? You want to be public low
main? Is that a low main job? Oh, he's taking shots at our skates.
Hayes, help me!
Okay, all right, all
now,
right.
Cody, you were being very disengaged.
Hayes, you're implicit in this. If you guys both take a hold of his collar like that and you let go and
Hayes maybe has the power to call me off, but no one else does.
My hand, I have hand pain.
Guys, you.
Okay, Cody, listening. That's a taste of your medicine. He's saying he can't do it because he has a physical ailment that's not real.
Sean, this is a bad idea, man. Do not
God.
Drop him.
I'm slipping. Stone. I'm slipping. I don't know if I could hold him anymore.
Sean, I just watched Batman Returns last night where Max Schreck drops Michelle Pfeiffer's character out the window. This is not going to end well for
Wait
you,
a second.
Man.
Hanford, why are you holding me over this balcony?
Hanford.
Because you let me.
Stop copying me, Hanford.
Hanford, look, if you let me go.
Hanford, this is plagiarism.
That's no more Wally Peanuts, man.
What do you think I've been gunning for this whole time?
I knew you wanted that character from me. I got news for you, buddy. I came up with Gregory. He was my idea.
No!
I deserve him. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, Cody. I'm going to put Cody down while you guys deal with this.
Cody, you got to call
some
help.
This seems more long-standing. This Cody thing was a flash in the pan.
Now Hayes has got me,
God. Hey, look, Hayes.
I'm holding
Hayes,
both guys.
Listen to me, Hayes. If you drop Hanford, I go with him, man.
Okay, I'm going to hold myself out the window because I'm feeling kind of left
Sean.
Out.
Sean?
Well, I'm just kind of hanging here.
Just take my hand, Sean. I'll hold you. I'll hold you up, and as long as Hayes doesn't let go of Hanford and I don't let go of you, we all stay up here. Okay?
Wait, guys. It's Cody. He's lifting us all up.
He's not even touching us.
Hugging us.
Oh, some back pain, Cody. You lift us all up the cliff.
You can hold up all four of us.
Oh, your back must really hurt.
Back
you lift
really
up four guys, adult guys.
And I can't think of another word right now, so fuck you, Cody.
I use the power of Christ.
Oh, my God.
The fuck you was the good button for it, because we talked about swearing
before.
Oh,
one more thing.
Cody's going to put the button on it. The power of Christ. God damn it, Cody.
Thanks for coming in, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no, and I'm sorry,
man. This could have been
and
better.
And thanks for providing a really great button on the show.
Sure. Lights
and
out.
I'm sorry,
boom.
Cody. Yes.
I use the power of Christ.
Ugh. God, what a lame thing. What a fucking loser.
Rate us on iTunes. Give us a fucking one.
Yeah, that's what we deserve. As long as Cody's still involved, give us ones on iTunes. Unlike us on Facebook. Go to the friggin' forums and just tell us how
we're
much
a piece
we
of
suck.
Shit.
Yeah, flush us down the toilet. And nobody listen, nobody subscribe.
Please do buy the pro version of our podcast.
Oh, yes. That money goes right in our pocket.
There's a lot of great stuff on offer this week. A lot of little signed objects from the studio. I don't want to give anything away. But some fun stuff this week. And Dancing for Powerful Men... Bought the pro version
this week. And as a prize, is going to get a character created by the Birthday Boys, Jim Pro Version Purchaser, is the new character brought to you by
Jim.
The
Birthday Boys.
Yes, that sounds, yes, that's Jim. So you're welcome, Dancing for Powerful Men.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.